Picture this. Hazy summer afternoon. You're planning a flight to a non-towered airport about 40 miles away. You check the weather. 2.5 miles of visibility in mist. You think, no tower out there. So that's probably Class G, or at worst, some basic Class E. The minimum is 1 mile, right? Or maybe 3. You're not totally sure, but you think you're legal. You might not be. And the reason comes down to a symbol on the sectional chart that half the pilots I've flown with couldn't explain to me if I asked them point blank. I'm Pattern. This is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're going deep on Class E surface airspace, one of the most misread parts of the national airspace system, and one with real consequences for every VFR pilot flying to or from a non-towered field. Before we get into it, a quick word from our sponsor. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot? Instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk airspace. If you've been through ground school, you've seen the rainbow-colored diagram. Class A up at 18,000 feet, Class B around the busiest airports, Class C around the mid-sized ones, Class D around airports with control towers, and then Class E and Class G filling in everything else. Here's where most student pilots check out. And here's where it actually gets complicated. Class G is uncontrolled airspace. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, is not providing air traffic control separation in Class G. You're on your own. Pilots see and avoid. Because of that, the VFR weather minimums in Class G are relatively relaxed, especially at lower altitudes during the day. During the day, below 1,200 feet above ground level, you only need 1 statute mile of visibility and you have to remain clear of clouds. That's it. 1 mile, clear of clouds. Class E, by contrast, is controlled airspace. The FAA is providing separation for instrument flight rules traffic in Class E. Because IFR aircraft may be operating in the clouds in Class E, VFR pilots need more room to see and avoid them when they break out. So the minimums in Class E below 10,000 feet are 3 statute miles of visibility and cloud clearances of 500 feet below, 1,000 feet above, and 2,000 feet horizontal. That's a significant difference. 1 mile versus 3 miles of visibility, you don't need a clearance to enter Class E as a VFR pilot. But you do need to meet those minimums. Here's the question that trips people up. Where does Class E actually start? The honest answer is, it depends. Class E comes in several different configurations, and each one is depicted differently on the sectional chart. This is where the symbols matter. The flavor of Class E most pilots understand first is the transition area. Most of the country is blanketed in Class E, starting somewhere between 700 and 1,200 feet above ground level. The floor of Class E drops to 700 feet AGL in areas shown by a magenta vignette on the sectional. That's a soft, faded, blurry-edged magenta shading that usually surrounds airports with instrument approaches. The floor stays at 1,200 feet AGL in most other areas, which isn't specifically marked because it's the default assumption. So if you're cruising at 2,000 feet over a random stretch of rural country, you're almost certainly in Class E. Your weather minimums are 3 miles visibility and the standard cloud clearances. But here's where it gets really important, and here's the piece we're here to talk about today. Some non-towered airports have Class E that starts at the surface. Not at 700 feet, not at 1,200 feet, at the surface. Right down to the ground. This is Class E surface airspace. And on the sectional chart, it's shown by a dashed magenta line. A dashed magenta ring around the airport. If you've ever stared at a sectional and wondered what the difference was between a solid blue ring, a dashed blue ring, and a dashed magenta ring, here's your answer. The solid blue ring is a Class C shelf. The dashed blue ring is Class D, tower-controlled airspace. The dashed magenta ring is Class E to the surface at a non-towered airport. And inside that dashed magenta ring, your weather minimums are not 1 mile. They're 3 miles with the standard cloud clearances. Why does this exist? Think about what happens when an instrument-rated pilot shoots an approach to a non-towered airport in low visibility. ATC is talking to that pilot. They're being vectored onto the localizer or the GPS approach. They're descending through clouds. At some point they break out, hopefully above minimums, and they land. That whole operation is happening in controlled airspace. The ATC facility, which might be a radar approach control or a remote facility, is keeping IFR traffic separated from other IFR traffic right down to the surface. They've defined a protected area around that airport so instrument traffic can conduct approaches safely. That protected area is the Class E surface designation. And for VFR pilots, the practical consequence is simple. Your weather minimums go from 1 mile to 3 miles the moment you cross that dashed magenta line. Here's something I wish someone had drawn on a whiteboard for me early in my training. Take two non-towered airports. Both have a grass strip, a windsock, and a common traffic advisory frequency. Same basic setup. One of them has instrument approaches published, a GPS approach, maybe an ILS. The other one doesn't have any published instrument procedures. From the outside, these airports look nearly identical to a VFR pilot. But the one with instrument approaches is probably surrounded by that dashed magenta ring. It's Class E to the surface inside that ring. The one without instrument approaches, it's probably Class G right down to the ground. On a hazy day with 2 miles of visibility, you're legal at the second airport. You're not legal at the first one. This is not a trick question on a written test. This is real-world flying, and it's exactly the kind of thing an examiner will dig into during your check ride oral, because the airman certification standards require you to know the VFR weather minimums by airspace class, not in a general way. Specifically, by class. Now here's another layer that catches pilots off guard. Class E surface areas are not always circles. Some of them are irregular shapes, often elongated in the direction of an instrument approach course. If an airport has a runway aligned east-west, and the GPS approach flies in from the east, the Class E surface area might extend further to the east than in any other direction, because that's the protected approach corridor where an IFR aircraft is descending through clouds toward the runway. Look at a sectional with some regional airports on it, and you'll start to see this. The protected area follows the geometry of the instrument procedures it was designed to shelter. Once you know what you're looking at, it starts to make sense visually. Let me add one more layer to this because it's important, and a lot of pilots don't think about it until they've been flying for a while. What happens to a Class D airport when the tower closes? Towers don't run 24 hours a day at most airports. They have published operating hours. When the tower closes, the Class D airspace goes away, and what replaces it depends on the airport. Some airports, when their tower closes, convert to Class E to the surface. These are airports where ATC services are still available through an approach control or a remote facility, even after the local tower shuts down for the night. The instrument approaches are still being protected. The airspace is still controlled, it just looks different on your chart. And here's the tell on the sectional. At many Class D airports inside or adjacent to that dashed blue ring, you'll see a dashed magenta ring. When the tower is operating, the blue ring defines the airspace. When the tower closes, the magenta ring takes over. You're still in controlled airspace. You still need 3 miles of visibility and the cloud clearances. You just don't need to call anyone to enter. Other airports, when the tower closes, convert all the way to Class G, no controlled airspace at all. Then your minimums drop to 1 mile clear of clouds during the day. How do you know which situation you've got? The chart supplement. It used to be called the Airport Facility Directory, or AFD. Now it's the chart supplement for whatever region you're flying in. It lists each airport's airspace class, the tower's hours of operation, and exactly what the airspace becomes when the tower is closed. This is something you should check before flying to an unfamiliar towered airport, especially if you might arrive after hours. Let me give you a scenario to pull this together. You're flying to a non-towered airport on a gloomy afternoon. Your weather app shows 2 miles of visibility and mist. You pull up the sectional. You find your destination. You see that dashed magenta ring. Here's your problem. You need 3 miles of visibility to enter that airspace legally. 2 miles doesn't cut it. Your options are wait for conditions to improve, divert to another airport where conditions are above minimums, obtain a special VFR clearance from ATC if there's a controlling facility, or make the straightforward call and just don't go. What you cannot do is say, well, it's a non-towered field, so the minimums must be low. That assumption gets pilots into trouble. You have to look at the chart. Every time. And here is one chart reading distinction I want to leave you with, because this specific confusion comes up often enough that it's worth naming directly. The dashed magenta line, Class E to the surface, is a crisp, sharp, clearly defined, dashed line. Clean edges. The magenta vignette Class E floor at 700 feet AGL is a soft, blurred, faded area. It dissolves toward the edges rather than having a clear boundary. These are two different things. The vignette tells you the floor of Class E drops from 1200 feet to 700 feet AGL. The dashed line tells you Class E goes all the way to the surface. If you're flying at 500 feet AGL inside the vignette but outside any dashed ring, you might be in Class G. If you're at 500 feet inside the dashed magenta ring, you're in Class E. That distinction could mean the difference between legal and not legal on a marginal day. The FAA's Aeronautical Chart User's Guide is a free download, and it walks through every symbol on the sectional in plain language. It's a quick read, and it's the kind of thing that suddenly makes your chart look completely different once you go through it. More at RadioHangar.com. Fly safe, I'm Pattern, and I'll see you next time.